Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
And I got a word for you. And I'm tired of you. You deceived me, and I've repented of all my sins. I've rebuked you and all of your curses. Now then, I am commanding you to take your spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies and your demons that are down there on earth, and I'm commanding you to stop blinding the mind of my children. I demand that you get out and stop doing what you're doing to my family in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I ask you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you send a proper labor with the Holy Spirit, and you begin to convict my children of sin, and you send the proper labor into the harvest, and you will pull them into the kingdom. Lord, I am not taking no for an answer. I'm doing this by faith in your word. Now then, I confess right now that I've been given the enemy a command to not blind the mind of my children no more. I've asked you, Father, to send the Holy Spirit to draw those children of mine into the kingdom of God. So, Lord, those children are saved, and I ask you to fill them with the Holy Spirit and use them mighty for your kingdom. And, Dad, I want you to know I ain't taking no for an answer. He said, that's what I've been waiting to hear you say. And he'll send the Holy Spirit, and you'll see people, you'll see him do great and mighty things. And there was a man said the other day on the radio, a Dallas theological professor, some of you may have heard, he said, if you think for a second you can think that you have the audacity that you can catch yourself up into the Spirit and walk into the throne room of God and talk to God, you must think you're crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Word of God tells me in Hebrews 4:16 to come boldly into the throne of grace for mercy when I have a need. And I'm telling you, I don't care if you're a doctor of theology from Dallas Theological or anywhere else, if what you tell me don't line up what's written in that book, I'm going to believe that book instead of you. My Jesus told me in His Word that I could catch myself up into the third heaven and walk boldly into the throne of grace anytime I want to since the blood of Jesus. I can come in anytime. Well, let me tell you, I make lots of trips up there. Lots of trips up there. And I see God do lots of wonderful things. Don't we, Miss Gloria? We see the King do lots of wonderful things. So the thing about it is, realize that you can do anything this book says. Now this book says right here, if you've confessed all your sins and you keep yourself from evil, what does it say? The wicked one cannot do what? He cannot touch you. How would you like to be able to know that you could walk through this earth and the devil would never be able to touch you or afflict your body with any kind of sickness and disease until the Lord gets ready to take you home? You would like that, wouldn't you, young lady? Me too. Well, I've learned that secret, praise God, and I'm going to tell you, it works extremely well. But you've got to believe these promises. Now then, what is the secret? No sin. No sin. If you sin, what do? You open the door. And the devil comes in. And since God's no respecter of a person, just because Gloria is a fine little daughter of hers, is she any more his favorite than any one of you? Absolutely not. There is no difference. God sees nothing as far as anything of his children. We're all equal. And if we make a mistake, it's just written in the law. The devil, you sin, the demons come to get you. That's all there is to it. And that's why we come down with all these sickness and disease. Now, do you have to put up with that as a born-again Christian? No. When you become a born-again Christian, you are we getting close? We got a few minutes. I got another man back here who's got a question. Let me try to get this. What have we got, David? About 10 minutes? Okay, praise the King. I'm trying. Who was that had their hand up? You?
The question that I have is that when you were speaking on sickness basically comes from sin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, my question is, how is that okay? Like if you get the flu or whatever, or you get your common cold, and you're sick, then you're saying that we need to examine ourselves to see if we've done any sin.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're really saying sickness comes from sin. Okay, what about when Job was in the Bible? Job hadn't really done anything. God allowed Job to be attacked. Are we not sometimes allowed? God allows. I feel like nothing in our lives happens unless God allows it. Then if God allows you to be sick, maybe, but not to a deathly sick, but just say sick, sometime would you agree with me that sometimes that's a test of our faith to stand on the scriptures that God has given us for healing? Or what would you say about that? Because I didn't understand that. To me, that I don't understand.
Okay, let me explain that to you. Now, in the Old Testament, Job was before the cross, right? So did any human being have power over the devil before the cross? No. No human being had power. Every one of us, since we were all tainted with sin, we were all servants of the devil. Every one of us. But when Jesus came, praise God, he was the first man that came that had no sin. So he beat the devil. He defeated him and destroyed him. And then when he left, who did he give that power to? His church. That's right, us. Now then, as long as we walk holy before God, we don't give no place to the devil, but God has still let the devil run loose on the earth. So the devil comes up to you, or this young lady back here, and he puts a symptom of a flu or a cold upon you. Today, what does the average Christian do when that comes upon them? They go to the doctor, or just receive it, or go to the medicine cabinet and say, oh goodness, it's that time of the year, I've just come down with the flu. So for the next 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks, you battle this thing with whatever you can. But I'm telling you, you don't have to have it. If you have no sin in your life, when that comes upon you, when you wake up in the morning with those symptoms, and the Lord says, whenever, he says, consider all these various trials and tests pure joy. Because what they're doing is developing your faith. That's in James chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 1. So you consider all these trials and tests pure joy. So you wake up one morning and you got that headache. You got your nose stopped up. You got the scratchy throat. Instead of confessing that I'm sick, this is what you should do. You turn over and say, oh devil, you're just here again. Praise the Lord that I have been given power and authority over you. I'm not walking in no kind of sin. I'm walking in total faith of God's word. Now then, Satan, what do you not understand about 1 John 3:8 that says that my Jesus destroyed the works of the devil? What is it, devil, you don't understand about Hebrews 2:14 that says my Jesus came to this earth and by becoming flesh and blood, he destroyed him who had the power of death, that is, the devil? What is it, Satan, you don't understand about Colossians 2:15 where Jesus said that I have completely disarmed Satan of all of his power and armor and totally stripped him of all of his power and totally triumphed over him in the cross? And then, devil, what is it you don't understand in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, 20, where Jesus said, behold, I give unto you all power to trample on the serpent and his scorpions. All power is given to you over Satan and his demons. They shall in no wise hurt you as my children. No wise hurt you. And they have to be subject to me in the name of Jesus. So, devil, in the name of Jesus, I demand that this symptoms of the cold or the flu to leave me right now, and I want you to know, devil, I ain't taking no for an answer. Now, get out in Jesus' name, and get up and go do what you want to do, and begin to worship and praise the King for his promises, and guess what? You don't have to be sick again. Yes, the Lord will allow the enemy to come and do just exactly what that young lady said. When those symptoms come upon you and you're being put to the test, if you're walking holy before God, you do not have to receive it. But let's say that you were, what if you were living in some kind of sin and the symptoms came upon you and you had a sin of unforgiveness or a sin of whatever? Whatever the sin was, you just had a sin. Sin is sin. So you've got a sin and you've not confessed the sin and the devil comes upon you and you start trying to tell him to go away. What kind of luck are you going to have to get him to go away, Gloria, with None. Absolutely, that's right. None. There's going to be no chance, because if he has been sent there by God because of a curse of God, because of your sin, what do you think the chances are of you rebuking the devil and driving him away with sin in your life? Zero. Zero. That's why, since I've learned these things, I've taught so many people what they have to do, and when they get their sins confessed and start walking holy before God. That's why when I teach people, before you come up with me to pray for you, you make sure every sin is confessed. Now, here's the thing. If every sin is confessed, you know every sin is confessed, you know you're walking holy before God, and we rebuke the devil and he don't leave right then, don't you say, I didn't get anything. Because if you did, you've sinned again. God's word never fails. You've got to know, and this is the way you've got to go at this, if you know every sin is confessed, and you know you're walking holy before God, and you're forgiven, and you're still sick and afflicted, then what you need to do is exactly what Matthew 11:12 says. You need to get violent with the word of God, and you need to get violent to the point you're going to kick that devil out until you can do everything you wanted to do in the name of Jesus. Because that devil will try everything to keep you down. And I've seen him do it in many cases on many people many times. And if you buy into that lie, you just sinned again, and you're right back down there again. You must know that once your sins were confessed, Jesus Christ bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross, and you do not have to bear it. Now, I don't know how long it'll take to drive him away in some cases. I've had the longest case I've ever had with a man with terminal cancer that took 6 months for us to drive the devil out. 6 months. But if we didn't give up and we stayed with it, and the man today, well, it happened in 1986. And in 1986, he was on his deathbed with terminal cancer with only a few weeks to live. And we started going through these things, praying for him, anointing him with oil, doing the things, rebuking the devil, and driving him out. And it took 6 months for that man to be completely healed. Now, then, since then, my faith has increased dramatically. And since then, I've seen people instantly healed. That's what's so wonderful. When you pray, and we've seen them right here in this church, many of them have been instantly healed. But just like Cody. Cody was virtually instantly healed. Cody went home. Of course, when he prayed for Mama, he wasn't instantly healed, but the devil did leave, and the process took a little while for all those things to go away. But technically, when your little son spoke over you and kicked that demon out of you, he left, but then it took a little while.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.